Recorded Books and RB Digital present A Chance at Forever by Melissa Jagirs. Narrated by Stephanie Cozart. Chapter 1. Southeast Kansas, Spring, 1909.
I wish you luck, George.
It's Aaron now. Don't forget. Aaron Firebrook tried not to let Mr. Gray's slip of the tongue make him even more nervous. Having his former teacher forget to call him by his new name was understandable, but oh, how he wished no one would ever call him by his given name again. If only every day he'd spent as George could be washed away and forgotten.
Forgive me. It'll take me time to remember to call you that.
Harrison Gray's footsteps echoed on the granite flooring of Aaron's old high school as they walked toward the conference room. The cold rock walls surrounding them stole the warmth from the sunlight streaming through the narrow windows, and the thick scent of lemon cleaner overpowered the powdery smell of the chalk dust they disturbed as they walked through sunbeams. This place hadn't changed at all in the past 6 years. Yet he'd changed so much. It was as if he were passing through this hallway for the first time. Mr. Gray stopped in front of the conference room door and readjusted his glasses, his blue eyes small and squinty behind his lenses.
It'll also take me a while to get used to you sporting that big bushy beard.
Aaron forced himself not to reach up and tug on his whiskers.
I wanted my appearance to better reflect the new me.
Mr. Gray frowned as he took in the thick, dark beard obscuring Aaron's face.
It's certainly different. Very different.
Exactly. Aaron wiped his palms against his trousers. Hopefully, shaking hands with the entire school board wouldn't prove too embarrassing. If only his hands weren't such big, sweaty meat cleavers.
I know I've already told you 100 times, but thank you for recommending me for this position. I realize how much faith that required.
Mr. Gray clamped his hand onto Aaron's shoulder.
I saw your potential when I had you in class. I figure you can't have lost it.
Thank you, sir. He'd forever be grateful for Mr. Gray, the only teacher who had seen past his anger when he was nothing but a 15-year-old bully and had focused on the hurting boy locked up inside instead.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?